Hello everyone, welcome back to this for this new episode of Absolute Alignment with Crystal, when success feels easy. I'm so happy to be here again today, as every first and third Friday of the month, to share everything that you need to create that successful life and business we're all longing for. It's my pleasure to be here, and if you want to rewatch this, you are always can listen to this podcast episode on Transformation Talk Radio, your favorite podcast platform. And you can also rewatch it on my YouTube channel, Crystal Biga. So welcome, welcome. Today we have again an incredible topic, an amazing host that I will introduce at the second part of this show. And our topic today is the power of reinventing yourself to align with the success you seek. See, I love to share in this platform the power of really having a strong vision for yourself, a clear destination of where you're going, because it's something to say, I want to become successful, but it's more powerful to have a clear picture of that looks like. What does success means to you? And what does it feel like? And what does it mean to you? Because my definition of success is not your definition of success. So you have to really be clear on what it means for you to be successful. And once you have that clear vision, once you have that clear picture, one thing that is really important, I know is counterintuitive. Usually people wonder, how do I get there? They really focus first on the step-by-step process to get there, what to do, and the strategies and the techniques and all of the things. But what I love to remind my clients and myself sometimes, that it really doesn't matter what we do, the tools, the strategies, all of it is out there, available, easy to find. But the secret sauce is really you. Who are you being in the process of creating that vision? Who are you in the process of creating that successful business, relationship, life that you have created for yourself? Who are you being in that process? That's what matters. Who are you being? How you show up? What you think? And what you see and say about yourself? Do you feel even worthy of that vision? Do you feel worthy of that success? Do you feel good enough? And do you feel like you have to do something extra because you are not good enough, you are not ready, you are not expert enough, and all of the conversations that we can have. All those conversations of or thoughts of or beliefs we have on ourselves are really important, because those determine the kind of results we get. Those determine how fast we get to the final destination, how quick we're going to create that result and success for us, for ourselves. So the main peace here is really who we are. Are we the person in the vision we have created? Are we in alignment with that vision? That's what matters. The strategies, the techniques, the tools are important, but the main piece here is really who we are. If we are not the person that lives the successful life we have envisioned for ourselves, it's not happening. It is not. So it's really critical to change the perspective, change the way we are looking at things, stop looking outside and really come back within ourselves and ask, who am I being in this process? Who am I being while I'm applying all these strategies? Who am I being? How am I seeing myself? Do I really show up as the person that has the result I'm trying to create? Steve Jobs said, I'm going to say it with my own words. He said, you cannot connect the dots upwards, only backward. So you have to become the person in the vision first in order for you to be able to achieve it. You cannot sit where you are and wonder how to get there. It's going to be really hard. The fastest and easiest way is to become the person first in the vision before it even happens, before you see even any evidence of that being possible or created. You have to be that person that wakes up in the morning and see yourself already successful and see yourself already happy, already fulfilled, and feel that sense of peace within yourself that you're fine. You got this. You are good enough. You are worthy. You are all of it already. You don't need to work too hard So it's really not the key here, because if hard work was the secret sauce to success, we'll know by now. How many people work really, really hard and never make it? So it's not the key here. It's not, we hear that a lot, you know, keep pushing, work really hard, hustle and all of the things. Nothing wrong with that, but it's not the secret, because if it was, we'll know. All the people that work three jobs or will work really hard will be successful, but they are not. Usually the people that are really successful, we wonder how they even made it. We wonder, because when we think about it, like, they don't work that hard. And sometimes it's frustrating. Like, I work really hard. Why is it not working? Because that's not the problem here. Who are you being in the process? Who are you being? How do you show up? And how do you see yourself? That's really what matters. That's really what matters. So I want you to think about it and ask yourself this question. Now that I know where I'm going, now that I have this clear vision, that clear picture of what I want my relationship, my life, my business to look like, do I see myself in that picture? Do I feel worthy? Do I feel good enough? Or do I still question myself and wonder, what more do I need to do to become worthy? What more do I need to do to become good enough? The answer is, you're already good enough. You're already worthy. You were born ready. You were born good enough. You were born worthy. Nothing has changed. Only the way you think about it. That's all that has changed. So today, that's the beautiful topic we have today. The power of reinventing yourself, which is really for me, and I will give a chance to our guest to share her perspective on this. But for me, reinventing yourself is really reinventing the way you see yourself. Really changing, shifting your energy around the person you see yourself to be. That's really important. That's really powerful. So that's what I wanted to share with you. Before we really go deeper with our guest, with all she has to share, I want you to think about it. When you're thinking about reinventing yourself, I know this year has been really big on that. People pivoting and reinventing themselves, discovering things that they never thought of discovering. I went through that process, but for me it was more in a spiritual level. I have discovered things about myself I never thought possible. I discovered in me some skills that I never really thought possible. I was reinventing myself in different ways. But the big things that happened were really inside of me. The shift, all the shift, the reinventing myself was really about me shifting my way of seeing things. Me shifting my way of seeing myself, me remembering and reminding myself every day of who I really am. And from that place, when I was going through that reinventing myself process, I think I really became, not really became, because I've always been that person, I just forgot it. That's what we usually do, we forget who we are. we get life really hard for no reason. We just forget who we are. So in that process of reinventing myself, I was able to remember the truth of who I really am. And it gave me a lot of peace, because I didn't wait for things to change around me to realize that I am exactly where I'm supposed to be. I am already successful. I'm not waiting for proofs to feel successful. I'm not waiting for evidence, external validation to feel successful. Right here, right now, I am. And from that place, you have more clarity to make the right decision, to take the aligned actions from you remembering really who you are, remembering the truth. So that's my take on this. How do you reinvent yourself to be in alignment with the success you seek? Shift, the first thing, or the secret here is really to shift your beliefs around yourself and to remember the truth of who you really are. So I want to leave you with that for this first segment of the show. We are going to take a quick break and we are going to come back for the second part. And our guest, our amazing guest, she's fabulous, will share with us on the topic, the power of reinventing yourself to align with the success you seek, because that's the goal of this show. Give you all the tools that will make your journey to success as easy as possible. That's what it is. When success feels easy, it's all about alignment. Thank you for watching this first part. We are going to take a quick break, come back for the second part. So don't leave, stay with us. The second part is going to be amazing. See you.
Favorite Transformation Talk radio shows are now on Spotify. What? Simply search out your favorite host or show by name, tap the subscribe button, and boom. With over 150 million active monthly users on Spotify, Transformation Talk Radio is thrilled to expand our reach so you never have to miss an episode. Yeah! Well, what the heck are you waiting for? Log into Spotify and subscribe now.
Are you ready to awaken to your divine and true potential? Tune into a spirited exchange radio with me, Carrie Kadambi, every second and fourth Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. We discuss the evolution of the modern mind and how the power of awakening, healing, and connecting allows us to step into living a life of love in action. For more information about me, visit thedivineguidancegift.com.
Tune into Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce every first and third Tuesday of the month at noon Pacific, 3 o'clock Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Join Susan and her guests as they share the stories that shift our souls about radical transformations, courageous breakthroughs, and life lessons. Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce. For more information, go to TransformationTalkRadio.com or visit Susan's website at SusanDolce.com.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
And we are back for the second part of Absolute Alignment with Crystal, When Success Feels Easy. Again, if it's the first time for you to catch us, we are here every first and third Friday of each month at 1:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time, to give you all the tools that you need to make your journey to success as easy and fast as possible. Again, my name is Crystal Biga. I'm your host. You can always watch a replay of this show on my YouTube channel, Crystal Biga, and listen to the episode on Transformation Talk Radio and other podcast platforms. Our topic today is the power of reinventing yourself to align with the success you seek. And to give us a lot of, you know, tips and tools to make that happen, I have with me an incredible soul, Stashima Demiris. She's going to share with us her perspective on that, and hopefully you will find a lot of value and start creating the successful life, relationship, and business you have been longing for. So, Stashima, welcome.
Welcome. Thank you, Ms. Christelle, for having me. And one, I just want to say thank you for creating a space like this for us as women to really be supported along this journey to success. You know, it really sometimes it can feel hard, right? But when we have the right resources and platforms like this and women who are there to feed back into us is absolutely powerful. So thank you so much for creating a space. It is such an honor to be here with you and your community to talk about the power of reinventing yourself to align yourself with the success that you seek. Thank you.
Thank you for being here and to be talking on this important topic. So tell us a little bit about yourself and how did you become such an expert?
Okay, awesome. So my name is Darshima. I am a personal brand business coach to ambitious women. And what I help women do is really reinvent themselves, package up their genius and to scale their hustle. I love the hustle. I think the hustle is great, right? And the hustle doesn't have to be hard. It's just something that sounds great. So that is what I do. And the reason why I'm so passionate about helping women really reinvent themselves and really package up their genius is because it was a time in life, Christelle, to be completely transparent with you, where I kind of lost the woman that I was, right? You know, and if anyone's listening, like, have you ever lost the woman that you were? And not to necessarily bad things, right? It was sometimes the standards of what society said that we should have, how we should do, how we should act, what type of wife, what type of mother should we be? And we start to chase those things. And as we begin to chase those, what we appear to be good things, right? We kind of lose who we are at our core. And for me, it was that. I got married, you know, bought the house, had the children, got the education, but I still felt a void in me. Have you ever felt like that? Like, just like something's missing. And in that moment, I had what I call a shaken at the core moment. Like, you know how we run from things because we're chasing those good things. We're chasing the career. We're chasing all these things that I felt like God really had to sit me down. And I had carried a child. I just finished my education as a nurse. I was my first job on the floor. 6 months after nursing school, got pregnant, you know, excited. Now I have the house. All I needed was the children to go in there, right? And it was right there happening for us. And in that, I carried this child for 38 weeks. And it was completely uneventful, although I was a high-risk pregnancy, but really didn't have any issue. But right at 38 weeks, something happened. I lost my child. And at that moment, you know how they talk, they say, like, there's so much opportunity in the midst of adversity, or you learn so much in the midst of these things. And this is what that was. I felt like I was running and chasing all those things and lost who I was organically at my core. And in that, God had to sit me down. I know some people say, wow, that's pretty harsh, a harsh way, but sometimes he got to get our attention sometimes, right? Because we're just kind of stubborn. And at that moment, Christelle, to be honest with you, going through that tragedy, losing something so precious to me that I had prayed for so many years, it was such a great thing because I began to rediscover, reconnect, and revive the woman that I was at my core that I had kind of put on the back burner to do all these great things. So when I talk about helping women reinvent themselves, is so many times I hear stories of women that says, you know, I really wanted to do this in my life. I was really passionate about it, but I decided I wasn't going to do it. I was going to support my husband in what it is that he was doing, or I was going to pause and raise my kids, right? I think that story rings so much. And then here they are and they're late 30s, they're late 40s, and they're like, Starshima, I'm still not happy. So what I do is just help them really just reconnect, rediscover, and revive the woman at their core. And as you talked about on the first segment, was talking about that, what you have is already in you. We just put it under the rug. So reinventing ourselves is realigning with those things that we are extremely passionate about to help us go out and drive change and impact in the communities, because we all want to create value, right? We want to build meaning and lasting relationships. And let's just be really transparent. We want to do the things that matter. So by reinventing yourself, rediscovering, reconnecting, and reviving allows you to be able to do those things and live a much more fulfilled life.
Yes, I love this because a lot of women can, you know, recognize themselves in this. I have had these painful conversations with women telling me, you know, I had this dream, but I got married. I had this dream, but I got children. You know, it's like, you put yourself on the side. And when we're even talking about reinventing yourself, from what you just shared, what came in my mind was really remembering who you have always been. It's nothing new. You're not becoming something different. You're actually just going back to who you have always been, right?
And that's the thing that some women, that's a great point that you made, Christelle, because some women think when you first start working, oh, it's hard. Like, you want me to reinvent myself? Like, that sounds really, really like a struggle. And I'm like, reinvention to me is those three things, is reconnecting. We have lost connection with ourselves rediscovering and reviving. And even if you look at the times right now, Christelle, with the pandemic, right, COVID-19, that came, 10 months ago and kind of shook a lot of things up for us as women. When you look at women, we're so disproportionately affected in this season. And you see so many women, the statistics show of women coming off of their careers, right? Women going back to stay at home. You hear things of people saying, I'm getting your husbands back to work. But what happens are you getting us back to doing the things that we love so that we can move and thrive as women. So it's not hard, right? It's going back to who you are. You have suppressed her for so long. Reinventing yourself is just reconnecting with her. Let's revive those things that set your soul on fire. Let's do those things, because those are the things that really are going to matter, that's going to benefit not only just us as individuals, but also our families. And that creates a ripple effect, right? And not just our families, we're impacting other lives as well. So absolutely, I agree with you. It is not hard. It's just really reconnecting and just in building new habits, right, to rediscover her.
Yes, yeah. That's so powerful. So how will you help a woman that comes to you because she's not fulfilled, she's not happy? What is the process you take her in for her to remember who she was, remember her dreams, and actually finally become who she came here to be?
Right. One of the things is just like creating a safe space. But one thing I talk to my women is, you talked about vision early. I am a big visionary. As you see my vision board back here, is I believe the vision. So what I do at first is help my women really visualize, who is she at her higher self? You talked about being, right? You talked about being who you need to be, become, right? So many people think we have to do to be, right? But it's not the right recipe or the right way to do it. So what I do is I really have her connect to who it is that she really want to be. Looking outside of herself in her current situation, and then allowing her to dream and explore and create vision, and then have her visualize her highest self so that she can begin to show up and operate from that space. It's a visualization. And a lot of them, they have it already in them. And they just begin to pour out. They just need a space and an opportunity to do it. It's just one simple question, right? It's not a whole lot. It doesn't take a whole lot. Yes.
Yeah, you make it feel really simple. And that's what this show is about, just to help people realize that it's that simple. It's that easy. Mm-hmm. We make it complicated. So this was amazing. So Shema, for the women that want to connect with you, that are ready to reinvent themselves, to reconnect with their real nature, the powerful women they came here to be, how can they contact you?
All right. I am a woman who loves community. I love community, and connecting with women. I have a free VIP community on Facebook. It's called Female CEO Transform Her with Starshima. I would love to build a deep connection with you there. And if you are a woman who wants to connect further, join my email list at www.iamstarshima.com.
Awesome. Thank you so much. This was really powerful. So any final word before we close this show?
Absolutely. So I have three things that I want to tell the women today that are listening who might be on the fence and really are ready, right, to go and take that next step. The first thing is visualize your highest self and then begin to show up as her, right? Start aligning yourself with the things that you want, the alignment, right? And then make sure that you take risks and you bet on yourself. You know, you have waited this long, right? You have done everything for everybody else up until this point. It is time to bet on you. If you do these three things, spend some time with this, you are on the road to reinventing yourself.
Awesome. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. It is time to bet on yourself. I think we can close the show with that simple sentence. It is time to bet on yourself. Thank you so much, Starshima. Thank you so much for all our viewers and listeners. Again, we are here every first and third Friday of the month, 1:30 p.m. Pacific time, 3:30 p.m. Eastern time, for a new episode of Absolute Alignment with Christelle, When Success Feels Easy. Please connect with me on YouTube at Christelle Biga. That's my YouTube channel. And if you have any questions, join Starshima community. Reach out to me via DM. I will be here to support you. And we hope, again, this episode gave you more tools in your toolbox on your way to success. But the goal here is for you to reach there as easy and fast as possible. Thank you so much. I'm your host, Christelle. See you on the next episode.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.